In this bulletin, Melbourne's lockdown to end 5 days early, but businesses want more. No decision from the National Party over a net zero by 2050 emissions target. And in sport, the International Olympic Committee faces more backlash over China's human rights record. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sofia Petrovic. The Victorian government has defended the pace of the state's reopening from lockdown after complaints from business groups that it's going too slowly. Melbourne's 10-week stay-at-home orders will end on Thursday evening at 11:59pm, when Victoria is likely to reach its 70% double-dose vaccination target. The state government has brought forward changes to Victoria's reopening roadmap, including scrapping Melbourne's 15-kilometre travel limit and allowing up to 10 visitors a day in the home. But the head of the Australian industry group, Tom Piper, says the move away from restrictions has been tedious, with many businesses still in limbo about when they can reopen.
I mean, we have been waiting for so long now that businesses are just champing at the bit to get moving.
Melbourne's curfew will be lifted, outdoor gatherings of up to 15 will be allowed, and there will also be no rule changes for regional Victoria. The government says infection numbers are still too high, but hospitalisations from the virus are fewer than the modelling forecast. New South Wales is further easing coronavirus restrictions, with fully vaccinated residents able to play community sport from Monday. Grade 12, Year 1 students and preschoolers are also returning to classrooms, while other grades are scheduled to head back to school next week. The state passed its 80% full vaccination target for people aged 16 and over, while 91.9% have received one dose. The National Party is refusing to be rushed into a decision on a net zero emissions by 2050 target after meeting to hear from Energy Minister Angus Taylor on the plan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will attend the Glasgow climate talks later this month with an emissions reduction plan that could also include changes to the country's 2030 target. But before the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce said it was unlikely the junior partner would support beefing up medium-term benchmarks. Nationals Deputy Leader David Littleproud told Channel 9 that the party's four-hour meeting had not yet yielded a decision.
There is no agreement at this stage, and we are being pragmatic, and we will continue to be pragmatic, and we will continue to work the issue and to make sure we understand before we make a final decision. But there is no final decision by the National Party, and you cannot expect us to make a decision in 4 hours but after being presented a very detailed plan for everyone to come to some sort of agreement.
Labor has called on Scott Morrison to show leadership and bring the Nationals into line. And the New South Wales Corruption Watchdog will begin examining allegations against former Premier Gladys Berejiklian, but she will not appear in the first hearing week. The 51-year-old is being investigated over her secret relationship with former Wagga Wagga MP Darryl Maguire and whether she failed to disclose it. Ms Berejiklian, who resigned from her leadership role, has denied wrongdoing, but the Independent Commission Against Corruption is investigating potential breaches of public trust. And Australians will be able to apply for an international proof of COVID-19 vaccination from Tuesday, bringing them a step closer to safe overseas travel. The certificate will be available to citizens and visa holders who have their COVID-19 vaccination recorded on the Australian Immunisation Register. It can be downloaded from the MyGov website to print or store digitally on a smartphone. A final report into the destruction of ancient caves in Western Australia's Yungan Gorge is due to be handed down today. The mining giant Rio Tinto has legal permission to blow up the rock shelters, but the decision devastated traditional owners and caused backlash. An earlier report from the inquiry into the damage found Rio Tinto's actions were inexcusable, and after a year of hearings, the final report is now due. And police have arrested the son of an ex-media advisor to the former Somalian Prime Minister after the killing of MP David Amos. The 69-year-old was stabbed as he met constituency voters at a church on Friday, 5 years after the murder of another MP, Joe Cox. Police have been searching a home thought to be linked to Ali Habri Ali after the arrest under anti-terrorism laws. It's believed the 25-year-old acted alone and police have not formally released his name, but sources say Ali is the detained suspect. And in sport, an International Olympic Committee boss says the Games are about unity, brushing aside questions about protests held in Athens. Human rights activists demonstrated in Athens ahead of an Olympic torchlighting ceremony with one banner reading, Free Hong Kong. The IOC is facing criticism for awarding two games to China, the 2008 Summer Games and next year's Winter Edition. The head of the Coordination Commission for the Beijing Olympics, Juan Antonio Samaranch, says preparations are crucial to minimise disruptions.
We've learned from Tokyo, and taking those lessons from Tokyo, going into a more vaccinated community such as Beijing and China, we believe that we will have a lot of Olympic atmosphere in the venues.
And for a quick look at today's weather in Perth, mostly sunny, 25 degrees. Cloud clearing in Adelaide today, 24. A shower or two in Melbourne, 19. Much the same in Hobart, 16 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 21. Sunny in Sydney today, 25 degrees. Brisbane, a shower and possible storm, 27. 33 in Cairns today, mostly sunny and a possible shower or storm in Darwin today, 34 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petherich.